Good morning and welcome to our Lighthouse Monday Morning Podcast. Hey, has anyone ever asked you, are you paying attention? You know, my wife Susie is amazing how incredibly intuitive she is when she can recognize when I'm not paying attention to something that she wants me to understand. And I don't know, maybe it's a glazed look that I have, but she sure gets it. But she's kind about redirecting me. But Proverbs 19, as we jump back into Proverbs 19 today, it's like the Lord in his loving kindness is saying to us, are you paying attention? Do you want to know what's important in life? And let me communicate that to you from my word. And so that's what we're going to do today. But first, we're going to pray. So let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for the opportunity that you have given to us to have your word, that we can go to your word at any time and seek you. And Lord, you promise in your word that if we seek you, you will be found by us. I think that's magnificent, Lord. It's so gracious of you to be available, so available to us. So won't you give us ears to hear what your spirit has to say as you speak to us through your word? Bless you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen. So we left off at Proverbs chapter 19, verse 8. Let me read it. It says, whoever gets sense loves his own soul. He who keeps understanding will discover good. So getting sense is beneficial to our soul, is what God's word says. But what does it mean to get sense? Well, the word here, sense, is leave, L-E-V. And it's speaking of the true nature of our heart or the inner person. It's kind of like that those expressions like my heart goes out to you or that person's heart's in the right place. You know that there's something unique about that heart. Well, God longs for us to have a heart that is similar to his, that actually reflects his. And so that we take his word and we take it to heart, that we allow it to be in the inner part of our lives. So it says, whoever gets a good heart is careful about what they allow into their heart. And by doing so, God says, you're loving your life. You're loving life. And it makes a huge difference for you. But it also says in there, and it says that he who keeps understanding will discover good. So understanding is making sure that you have clarity, getting insight, taking the time for good comprehension and guarding. Oh, that's an important component. And guarding yourself from emotional overreaction. And when you do those things, when you take wisdom and you apply it to your life, that's called understanding, then you will discover good. You know, I read some statements that kind of made me think a little bit, and that's good. One of them was, no one can drive you crazy unless you give them the keys. Well, so unfortunately, I've given the keys to a few people in my life because they kind of drive me crazy, right? That's what we say. But then there's another saying that says, don't let people rent space in your head. That's a really good caution, right? That's like, are you paying attention to what you're allowing in? This one, I really appreciate. This is something that I think God shaped in my heart about almost 30 years ago. But when he spoke to me about this statement, it's not so much where you start, but more importantly, how you finish. How do I finish what I'm doing? How do I finish work? How do I finish when I'm leaving a job? How do I finish relationships? How do I finish my life? I love what Abraham Lincoln said. He said, and in the end, it's not your years of life that count. It's the life in your years. Well, let's get back into Proverbs and let's see what God has to say. So let's read verse 9. Verse 9 says, a false witness will not go unpunished, and he who breathes out lies will perish. If you're a liar, it'll eventually destroy you. It's that simple. Be guarded about lying. Verse 10. It is not fitting for a fool to live in luxury, much less for a slave to rule over princes. You know, the encouragement to me is that we are to live where we are, not where we think we ought to be, not try to be something that we're not. Verse 11, good sense makes one slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook an offense. When I read that, it's like, to me, a heart of sense, one that's guarding the heart, keeps my emotional anger in check. Real kindness is to help another one up when they've fallen rather than condemn them when they're down. Verse 12, a king's wrath is like the growling of a lion, but his favor is like the dew on the grass. Faithfulness is noticed. There are important people watching. And what faithfulness does is it opens doors for us. And the most important door that we long to have open for us is for us to have the opportunity to share the gospel. The gospel that God became a man to die on a cross, to take man's sin, to be judged on our behalf, to take our sentence so that we wouldn't have to be sentenced, but that we could be set free if we receive his gift of grace, his love, his eternal life that he provides, and the fact that he rose from the grave. He's not dead, folks. He's alive. And we're going to be celebrating that here in just a few weeks. Verse 13, a foolish son is ruined to his father, and a wife's quarreling is a continual dripping of rain. You know, to me, I look at that verse and it's saying, what's important? Well, what's important is honoring your father and your mother. I don't care what age you are, honor your father and your mother, especially in the way that you speak about them and speak to them, because it will go well for you is what God's word says. You know, in fact, where we find that is in Exodus chapter 20 in the Ten Commandments. It's the fifth commandment, that obey your father and mother so that it will go well for you. Listen, if you're obedient, if you're honoring your father and your mother, it will impact your parents' lives. It will change their lives, which will impact yours. Verse 14, house and wealth are inherited from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. House and wealth have zero comparison to a wife who loves the Lord. See, there's a great reward to having a wife who loves the Lord, because we as husbands get to be the object of her ministry. And that's a good thing. I know I'm the benefactor of that. Verse 15, slothfulness casts into a deep sleep, and an idle person will suffer hunger. Again, here we come back to being diligent and faithful, and you'll always be full, and sometimes even your belly. Think about it. Verse 16, whoever keeps the commandments keeps his life. He who despises his way will die. Love your life by knowing and following the word of God. The alternative is hell, both here on earth and after death. Verse 17, whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. Eternal treasure is found by giving to those who can't give back. Verse 18, discipline your son, for there is hope. Do not set your heart on putting him to death. Whoa, that's a weighty instruction, if you will. Are we paying attention? Well, what is it saying? To me, it's saying discipline is the opportunity to demonstrate mercy and to win the heart of a child. They may deserve judgment, but open the door for brokenness and capitalize on the opportunity to demonstrate mercy. I want to skip down to verse 27 as we wrap up here. It says, cease to hear instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. What does that mean to me? Listen close. Cease to hear instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. Might I encourage you to continue to go through the rest of Proverbs chapter 19, thinking about what it's saying, how it's applicable to your own life. But might I conclude with these two thoughts? The importance of getting sense, asking yourself, am I paying attention? Because that choice is something we all have. It's either one, to be self-absorbed and become a tyrant, or two, to absorb the Word of God and become an ambassador of His grace. God bless you all, and thank you so much for joining me today.